USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in the United States, and governors in several states are now unveiling timelines for lifting coronavirus restrictions. In an interview this morning, former FDA chief Dr. Margaret Hamburg said she is shocked that so many states are taking such action.
Some of these places are not even meeting the minimum threshold criteria that was put out in the Trump White House Coronavirus Task Force guidance. I'm worried that we don't know about the possibility for explosive spread of the virus.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Immigration to the U.S. appears to be headed for a temporary halt. Last night, President Trump tweeted that he's going to suspend immigration to the United States to block the coronavirus and to protect American jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
For the first time since early April, the coronavirus death toll in New York has dipped below 500. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said another 478 people had died, a number that had not been that low since April 2nd. Meanwhile, on the other coast, the first findings from Los Angeles County's coronavirus antibody tests are out, and they estimate hundreds of thousands may have caught the virus and not previously realized it. More storms for the south this week, a new system moving in. The storm that's going to be in the southern high plains today will be heading east with rain across the central and eastern part of the U.S. through Thursday. The south runs the highest risk of severe tornadoes and large hail and thunderstorms as well, from Texas to Oklahoma. So far, so good. The report from John Elway out of the Denver Broncos camp after the NFL did a dry run of a virtual draft yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its 8th straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis. A study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.